I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. You've already won the day because you're tuned into the show that teaches the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, being disciplined, being confident, even when you have not achieved the success you expected to have achieved by this point. And on top of that, a huge dose of personal initiative for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. We put all this together. You have the mindset and the podcast that we all know as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Congratulations on being here. Today's topic is, how do you leave people behind when you need to? I get asked about this often by people who are on their personal growth journey, or they're into personal development. They're making themselves better. They understand the steps that they need to take as individuals to get to where they want to get to, becoming the person that they want to become. But their challenge is sometimes, and this is the reason why they reach out to me, they have people around them who may not be on the same page, may not be following the same pattern. Other people who are good people, you have friends, maybe family members, good people, they've been your friend for a long time, but they're not developing at the same pace you're developing. They're not on the same program that you're on, and you're trying to figure out, well, you know, what do I do with this person? They're not trying to grow the way I'm growing. They're not moving at the speed that I'm moving. I like this person. They're a friend of mine, but I can't get to where I'm going if I stay around this person for too long. So how do I move on from this person? Do I move on from this person? How do I communicate with this individual? That's what today's episode is about. Leaving people behind when you need to leave them behind. And I'm going to get right into the points here today, because I don't want to step on top of any of my points and explaining why I'm talking about this. I just told you where this is sourced from. People asking me this exact question. Point number one, understand, first of all, that there's nothing wrong with you if you find yourself at this point in life thinking, you know what, I might need to leave this person behind. This person's not really on the same page that I'm on anymore. I'm trying to get to level 10 and this person wants to stay at level 4, even though they're a good person. Understand, there's nothing wrong with you when you have the thought in your mind that you may need to leave somebody where they are. Okay, because not everybody moves at the same pace. Everybody does not do things at the same time. Everyone doesn't have the same ideas. Even though you may agree on many things with another person, that doesn't mean that they're ready to take every journey that you're ready to take at the exact time you're ready to take it to the exact destination that you're headed to. Some people just don't move at all. If you know, you know any people in your life who just don't move at all, they're still in the same spot right now that they were in 2 years ago, and they're in the same spot right now that they will be 10 years from now. Some people just don't move, and that's okay. Doesn't mean there's anything wrong with those people. It's their life. If they choose to do nothing with it, that's their decision to do nothing. And if you choose to do something, it's your decision to do something. Everybody has to make their own choices. It is their right. Not everyone is like you to move forward and progress and develop as a person and grow. Everybody doesn't have to be like you. You got to be like you. And the fact is, when it's time for you to move on, then it's time for you to move on. That's just a fact of life. There will be times where you need to get to that next level. And if that means leaving people behind, then that's exactly what it means. It doesn't mean you're wrong. It doesn't mean that they're wrong. It doesn't mean it has to be this big dramatic thing either. And that's what we're going to talk about a little bit more as we go deeper into this episode. But there are times you're going to need to move on. And when that time comes and you recognize that it's time to move on, it is your responsibility to make that move. Point number two, when you change, when you are growing and you're developing and you find yourself kind of growing apart or growing away from another individual, this increased distance alone, the increased distance between where you are in your development and how you're growing and becoming who you are as a person, it's going to be an obvious distance between you and that person or those people that you're growing away from, or the people that you need to leave behind, or the people that maybe you just one day realize, hey, I'm kind of leaving this person behind, or I'm kind of growing apart from this person. That distance is going to just become obvious. It'll, over time, it becomes obvious enough that you don't have to do anything. There's no like big event that happens where everybody says, okay, now you have moved on to this level and these people are going to stay at this level. It doesn't happen like that. There's no ceremony. It just slowly, gradually takes place as you continue to grow. You continue to work on your game, developing your mental game, developing your physical game, adding to your skill set, and applying the things that you're learning as you are and as your life is in a way that makes sense for you. You're going to grow past people who aren't doing those same things. And you won't have to do anything specifically to make that obvious is going to happen. You won't need to announce it or anything. You'll see it, you'll feel it. And maybe by the time you even start noticing it consciously, you're so far away from that person that you're like, damn, I didn't even realize that I was doing it. Point number three. And today's topic is leaving people behind when you need to leave them behind. When this happens, when it gets to a point where you need to leave somebody behind and kind of move on in your life to the next level, that next station, and that person's not really moving at your speed, you can still maintain connection with this person. So whether it be a family member, whether it be a friend that you've grown up with, some ex-teammates, whatever the situation, you don't have to completely separate yourself from this person. This is not a toxic individual, right? We're not talking about a toxic person who's bringing negativity to you and bringing you down and not letting you get to where you want to get to, or a person who's just an energy draining person. They're just somebody who's just not moving as fast as you. You can still maintain connection with this person in whatever way you want to. Understand that moving on from people does not necessarily mean, and this is an important point, especially I've had younger people come to me with this situation slash challenge of when you're moving on from other people, you've gotten better. You've gotten yourself to a higher level, or maybe you get around some people who you didn't know previously, but because of the work that you've done up until that point, and the work that they've done or maybe not done up until that point, you're already at a higher level than these people. Maybe you join a team somewhere or you come work into a job somewhere and you are already much further along in your development and your game and your skill and your know-how and your business acumen. You're much further ahead than are the people who are already there. So by the time you show up, you're already a new level from those people, but you have to work with them. You have to coexist with these people. You have to be around them. You have to play on the same team as them. So maybe you start to feel that they feel that you think you're better than them. Everybody follow that? You show up to an organization, any organization, a team, a business, a job, anywhere. And because you were already good, because you already had game, and they already didn't have as much game as you, you start to think that they may be thinking that you think you're better than them because you have so much more game. So I want to address those people who maybe you find yourself in that situation. Everybody thinks that, or at least you think that they think you're better than them. Or maybe someone you've already known. You've been around them for a long time. You've known this person, maybe grew up with them, but you have advanced a lot faster, a lot quicker, and a lot further than that person. And you may start to get the feeling that they may be thinking that you think you're better than them because of the advances that you've made compared to the relative lack of advances that they made. Understand that when you move on, here's the solution to that. when you move on from people and you get to a new level, or you go to a level that other people just aren't getting to, won't get to, can't get to, don't want to get to, doesn't necessarily mean that you're better than those people. Okay, and you definitely wouldn't be, you shouldn't be conducting yourself as if you're better than somebody just because you have gone further than that person has gone. Maybe you're better than them at that particular thing, but I'm just talking about as a human being. It doesn't mean you're better than another person, because understand, number one, they may catch up to you. Number one, that person may catch up to you. There may come a point where they're right at that level, the level that you're at now compared to them. One day they may be looking you eye to eye at the exact same level. Maybe you continue to get better, but maybe they just start getting better so fast that one day you catch yourself eye to eye with that person. Another thing is, you may go backwards for some reason. Maybe not on purpose, but you may find yourself going backwards for a reason. If you play a sport, for example, if you get injured, somebody may step in and play your position and they get a whole lot better that season playing in your stead because you've been injured. Now, when you come back, you two are equals now, where you were way better than them before. Now you're equals because they got a whole lot of experience while you were out injured and you couldn't do anything. This is something that can happen. It happens all the time. Understand that you may go backwards for some reason, or you may stagnate for some reason, giving that person a chance to catch up to you. So if you've conducted yourself as if you're better than them, now that may be a toxic relationship because of the way that you conducted yourself at the beginning, or allowed them to think you were conducting yourself at the beginning. And if that relationship is destroyed, you'll never be able to get it back. See, if you're the person who moves on to that next level, because I have people ask me, well, you know, I got friends who are not trying to get better at the way that I'm trying to get better. What do I do? How do I stop hanging with them? How do I let them know I don't really talk to them as much as I used to? If you allow them to start believing that you think you're better than them, what's going to happen is you destroy that relationship and you may never be able to get that relationship back to where it was. Understand something, people, that there is no drawback to knowing too many good people. If there are good people in your life, I don't care if they don't want to do any personal development, they don't want to do any personal growth, they don't want to listen to a podcast called Work on Your Game because it sounds like it's going to require effort. If they're good people, you can still keep them in your life. Doesn't mean you hang with them every single day. Doesn't mean you're going to do everything that they do, but you can still maintain a friendly contact or family bond or whatever the situation is with these individuals, even though they're not growing at the same pace as you. Listen, you don't want all of your friends to be people who are exactly like you. That's a problem, because whatever you are missing and whatever they're missing is just going to be this big, open, gaping hole of all of you missing the exact same thing. That's not a strong team. See, a strong team in basketball, you got your scorers, you got your rebounders, you have your passers, you have your defenders, you got the outside shooters, you got the high flyer slam dunkers. You got different people who can do different things. Any winning team, every hole is filled. Every skill that could possibly be needed to win, you got multiple people who can perform that skill at a higher level than the average person. Yes, everybody can technically do everything. And ideally, you want to be the person who can do everything amazingly. But usually, that's not the case. Usually, everyone has a role. Even scoring is a role. Everybody has a role on a solid winning team. You want your team, your life team, the people that you spend time around, or the people that you know as contacts, you want to have every hole filled. You want to have some people who know business. You want to have some people who know numbers, maybe some people who are athletes, some who are good people persons, some people who like to work individually, some people who like to be in teams, some people who like to just meet new people all the time, some people who just don't even like to deal with a lot of people. They just like to get focused and be off by themselves and get things done. You want to have as many people in as many places as possible who are good people with solid relationships with you, because that will save you time, effort, energy, attention, and money when you have things that you want to get done, if you have solid relationships with these good people. Understand, they don't have to be on the same program as you. They don't have to follow the same protocol. They don't have to listen to the same podcast. They don't have to read all the same books. If they're good people, keep them in your life in some way, shape, or form. And the way that you do that, and also the way, and this is killing two birds with one stone, also the way that you make sure that they don't start believing that you think you're better than them, because sometimes other people will just think this about you without you doing anything, just because you have more skill than them. One thing you could do is read the 48 Laws of Power, because Robert Greene has a full chapter on this exact topic. It's called Never Appear Too Perfect. Read the book 48 Laws of Power. I mentioned that in episode number 60, my favorite books episode. But another thing you can do on a basic level is just have open communication with people. Communicate with people on their level so that they understand that you are not looking down on them. Anytime a person feels like you're looking down on them, that's going to lead to resentment. And that can create a toxic situation, especially if it's someone who you have to deal with, like a teammate or a coworker or a boss or an employee. When they feel like you're looking down on them now, that's a problem, because you're damaging someone's ego, or at least it looks like you're trying to damage another person's ego. When you challenge another person's ego or pride or their sense of well-being or their sense of self-esteem, people are going to push back. Any human, I don't care how nice or friendly that person is. I actually just recorded a video on this exact topic. You can't do that with people. You just need to keep open lines of communication. It's the simplest, easiest way for other people to understand that you don't feel like you are above them, even if you are technically above them. You understand what I'm saying? Understand this. People may catch up to you. You may go backwards for some reason. If that relationship's destroyed, you can't get it back. You can never know too many good people. Now, the bad people you want to get rid of, but the good people, keep them around. Let's recap today's topic, which is leaving people behind when needed. You can come back for them if necessary later on down the line. Number one, understand that not everybody moves at the same pace. Some people don't move at all, and that's okay. It's their right to do what they want to do with their life or do nothing if they want to do nothing. It's not your job to evaluate it. It's not your job to analyze it. It's your job to do what you need to do for yourself, what you want to do for yourself. And the fact is, when it's time for you to move, you need to move. Point number two, when you change, when you get better, when you advance, when you grow, as you grow as a person, the increased distance between you and other people is going to be an obvious thing. You won't have to announce it. You won't have to say anything. You won't have to put them down in any way. All you need to do is keep doing what you're supposed to do, putting yourself first, looking at yourself as a priority. You will get better, and the people who aren't getting better is going to be clear in a very short time. And point number three, while that happens, if these people who you're separating yourself from or leaving behind in some way, if they're good people, you still need to maintain your connection with those people. Moving on from other people doesn't necessarily mean that you're better than them. And you don't ever want people to think that you think you're better than them. I don't see any value in that in any area of life of having people believe or even think in any way that you think you're better than them. Because all that's doing is creating an adversarial situation or a toxic type of relationship, or you're just creating an enemy or someone who just doesn't like you for whatever reason. I don't see any benefit to having people on the planet who don't like you. I don't. If there is one, then you can let me know. Understand that people may catch up to you. You may go backwards or stagnate for some reason, giving them a chance to catch up. And if that relationship is destroyed in any way, or they feel some type of negative energy towards you in any way, you may not be able to repair that and utilize that relationship. You can never know too many good people. The bad people, get rid of those ones, but the good ones, you want to keep them around. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.